This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Joe Biden is expected to revoke the Trump administration's permit for the Keystone XL pipeline. Sources say that could happen as early as Wednesday as Biden takes office as president of the United States. A Cheyenne River woman who has fought against South Dakota permits for years says she hopes this time the pipeline project will die. Victoria Wicks has this report.
Elizabeth Lone Eagle's fight against the Keystone XL pipeline has been prolonged and personal. Now she believes Joe Biden will bring an end to that battle.
If it actually happens, we'll be dancing for joy and trying to see when we can plan a party. Can't do it during a pandemic, but you know.
The Cheyenne River woman has testified in opposition to the pipeline many times before South Dakota regulatory boards. Although disappointed, she has not been surprised by the state's granting of permits. But she has been discouraged by the on-again, off-again nature of the presidential permit. She calls Keystone XL a zombie pipeline because it keeps coming back from the dead. Lone Eagle says the years of doing battle have led to insecurity, a sense that she and her family are not safe. But she says tribal traditions and beliefs have supported her.
As tribal people, you know, in our way, our traditional spiritual beliefs are the pipe.
Lone Eagle refers to the Chinumpa, the sacred ceremonial pipe. She tells of an exchange between the late Deborah Whiteplume, another water protector, and Canadian tar sands promoters.
One of the things that she said in a meeting they were trying to have, she told them that our pipes are stronger than your pipes.
The Keystone XL pipeline is still tied up in lawsuits in Montana and Nebraska. Even so, TransCanada has already laid pipe across the U.S.-Canada border. Elizabeth Lone Eagle hopes this latest presidential proclamation will make that border crossing moot. For National Native News, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City, South Dakota.
The tribal agenda for the Biden administration includes a number of other priorities, from COVID-19 recovery, sacred site protection, education, health care, to economic development. Biden-Harris campaign promises ensure tribes have a seat at the table, reinstating the annual White House tribal gathering, defending the Indian Child Welfare Act, addressing climate change and violence against women, and a long list of other campaign promises. Tribal leaders across the country are also backing Biden's pick for a Native American to lead the Interior Department. Congresswoman Deb Haaland from New Mexico. Tribes across the country took part in the nationwide COVID-19 Memorial Tuesday, which was part of inaugural events. Tribal memorials were held in conjunction with the ceremony in Washington, D.C. to remember lives lost due to COVID-19. The Chickasaw Nation in Oklahoma illuminated tribal facilities. Tribal groups in Montana took part in lighting a teepee. And the Oglala Sioux Tribe in South Dakota also illuminated a teepee. Vice President Alicia Musso spoke during the event streamed online for the community.
We feel the impact of each and every one of the lives lost from the COVID-19 virus, because each and every one of our people who have passed away are an integral piece of who we are as a community and as the Oglala Lakota Nation. So today, I want us to remember them through our breath. Nia, remember to breathe. When we take air into our lungs, into our bodies, into our lives, into our communities, make each and every breath a healing breath.
Tribes have been hit hard by COVID-19, feeling impacts of losing elders, their language and culture bearers, as tribes work on their COVID-19 vaccination plans. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
If you're a Native American expanding or starting a business, the Indian Loan Guarantee and Insurance Program supports your lender so your lender can make the business loan you need. Info by emailing dci@bia.gov. The Office of Indian Energy and Economic Development supports this program.
Support by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the SAMHSA-sponsored Opioid Response Network, working across the nation to address the opioid crisis in tribal communities. Information and support at aaip.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.